News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather. Even though the heat wave was technically over where we were, it was still glorious.
It was a glorious day, and it's an interesting one when you say technically the heatwave was over, because there's a climatic station at Clonmel in Tipperary where the heatwave is very much still going, and it reached day 15 yesterday. Now, this will be subject to Met Éireann verifying that station, but it could be that we have broken the record, just not at one of the main synoptic stations where Moor Park in Cork and Oak Park in Carlow did see an end of the heatwave.
Now, we were looking at the forecast this morning, Alan, and there's no rain, really. No realistic rain between now and the end of the week, a little bit up in the northwest. And the temperatures are still very respectable for this time of year.
Much more comfortable, I think a lot of people would say, Jonathan. Yes, temperatures still getting up to 23, 24, might even touch 25 again in Clonmel today. But it will be much cooler up north and there will be a lot of cloud. I think the cloud returning will probably mark a change for most people, because that cloud in the north will slowly extend further south through to today. But no, really a good week ahead. Some sunny spells, some cloud. Some patchy drizzle maybe in parts of the northwest is probably as bad as it gets up until Friday. It does look like there is going to be a risk of showers now at the weekend, but really doesn't look like much. So from a rainfall point of view, very little rainfall, and we are in absolute drought now in many parts of the south and southeast where we've had no real rain in 15 or more days.
Yeah, and we've seen the risk of wildfires that happened in Norway. Looking at in Edinburgh, very close to Edinburgh Castle, a very significant fire broke out yesterday evening. And there were plenty of fires out and about. We saw the Air Corps posting a video yesterday of them using a bucket under a helicopter to try and prevent a fire from spreading more. People have a responsibility here, don't they?
They do, and it's not something that we see very often, is that high risk of fire. So people do need to be very, very smart in terms of anything that is a risk to fire. So, you know, barbecues, anything, even cigarette butts, etc., because everything is so dry now, it really would be very easy for a wildfire to take hold and spread. And obviously water needs to be, you know, conserved as well. And, you know, we're lucky in some ways, you know, while we've had a very dry spell and warm temperatures, parts of Spain are going to hit over 45 degrees this week, which is going to see a real risk of wildfires over there.
And finally, Alan, dare we look into the future at all? It's very difficult to say with any certainty what's happening beyond 10 days, but there are signs in the forecast that we mightn't be done with the heat yet.
No, and people need to remember, from a meteorological point of view, August is still very much summer, so we still have another whole month of summer to come, and August very much can bring another heat wave. And some of the weather models do show the high pressure trying to build back up again for the start of August, so I wouldn't be putting away the fans just yet, Jonathan.
Yeah, make sure that we'll hold on to the last bit of the sun cream, which is very important. It definitely was this weekend. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, thanks as always, Alan. It's
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.